gives me great pleasure, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the sole King and only Head of the Church, to announce this church officially open. Amen and amen.
To rent a little church on Cosburn Avenue. It was rented from the East York School Board, and when they heard that we were coming and were associated with Dr. Paisley, they felt it wouldn't be a good idea to have him preach in a building owned by them, and so they hastily put together a decision to demolish the old church building that we rented in order to make a tennis court. Of course, it was at the behest of some ecumenical leaders this happened. And the ecumenical leaders, they always profess to love all. And love all is where you start the tennis match. And they didn't show much love to us. They demolished our building and put us out on the street. That was the best thing that ever happened, because that caused our people to learn to pray together and to stay together. And God gave us a great promise: I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Today, even the turning of the sod that will commence mark the commencement of a great work, even the building of a meeting house, the building of a preaching house, and our God and Father, the building of a house where the Word of God will be proclaimed, where sinners will be saved, where God's people will be blessed.
I'd just like to say it's a real thrill for me today, because it so happens at this very moment, it is the 20th anniversary, both to the day and to the hour, of my ordination to the gospel ministry. And what a thrill it is to be here, because on that night in 1972, it was the beginning of a work that led immediately to the building of a new church in Tendragee in Northern Ireland. And here history repeats itself, because 20 years later, I have an even bigger task ahead, and that is the building of the new church here. But I'm very happy you're here today, and we hope that nobody gets the flu or gets the cold out of it. And I'm just going to call now upon the oldest serving member of our church, one of our original members, Mr. McComb. I'm going to ask him if he would present to Dr. Paisley the ceremonial spade for the cutting of the sod. And then Dr. Paisley and I will go down to where the sod is on the site of the new building. We'll turn it over, and then we'll turn you loose to go back in to a nice warm place inside. Right, Colonel McComb.
Thank you. comes a great privilege this afternoon. On behalf of the elders and of the minister of the Toronto Free Presbyterian Church, and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to welcome everyone here to this special occasion this afternoon. We have visitors from all over North America, and for that, in fact, all over the world. We have visitors here from Northern Ireland, from Wales, and from England. And we also have many visitors from our local churches in this area and from neighbors that have been invited, who have received invitations to come along. And we thank everyone for coming here today on this very special occasion. Very special for us, for the opening of this house and for the dedication of this building to the glory of Jesus Christ, our God and our Redeemer.
As I was before God, seeking a message for this service, in a very special way, the Lord directed my mind to this 10th verse of the 62nd chapter of Isaiah. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stone. Lift up a standard for the people. I implore you to come with me through these gates this afternoon. And let us have our lives transformed. Let this first service in this church witness sinners saved, backsliders restored, God's people abundantly blessed. I call you to the crossroads, to Christ's room, to a lonely path, judged by the world, but a beautiful walk with the Savior. When you're in the best possible company, it matters not whether there are thorns beneath your feet or cutting stones beneath your feet. It's the company of the Savior, and he says, it's the way I walk. Dear child of mine, walk with me. Walk with me to Gethsemane. Walk with me to Calvary. No wonder the Apostle Paul, 25 years, the greatest missionary, the greatest preacher, and he said, oh, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Lest I forget Gethsemane. Lest I forget thine agony. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Let's bow our heads.
The opening of this church has a special meaning to me because of the connection that my family has had with the congregation going back to 1967 when the Bible Presbyterian Church started here in Toronto. My dad was one of the first founding members of that church. Then in 1976, Dr. Frank McClellan came over to take up the ministry, and at that time, Ian Paisley came for a gospel campaign, and that was a watershed experience for myself and for my whole family, and I believe the life of the church, because many people came back to the Lord at that time, myself included. The Lord has opened doors of service for me in the church, as far as youth ministries and outreach and so on, and I count it a great privilege myself to have been a part of this ministry. And when we look around in this building as to what the Lord has done for us, we're greatly amazed and we're greatly thankful to the Lord for his mercy toward us.
We don't regard that we have now arrived having these facilities. We believe that this is really the end of the beginning. This is our 18th birthday, by the way. We've just come of age, so this is the end of the beginning. And ahead of us now lies a tremendous challenge, because this church is right on the edge of what is known as the Malvern community. It contains every nationality virtually under the heavens and every religion. And so our task now is to get in to evangelize this area and hopefully by the grace of God to see the church having an impact and many of the people in this area coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Many churches have to send missionaries out across the world. We don't have to do that. The Lord has brought the world to our doorstep, and so now we have the great task of getting in and evangelizing this area. We have changed the landscape of the area by building our church building here. Now we want to get to the business of changing the spiritual landscape in this area and seeing precious souls won for Christ and people taught in the basic doctrines of Christianity.